The secretive closed court trial of Australian journalist Cheng Lei has begun in Beijing 19 months after she was detained and accused of providing state secrets overseas. The former anchor and reporter on a Chinese English channel in Beijing is facing a one-day trial with a verdict and sentence expected at a later date. Australia's ambassador to China, Graham Fletcher, has hit out at the lack of transparency, speaking outside the court building after being denied entry to support Ms. Cheng.
This is deeply concerning, unsatisfactory and regrettable. We can have no confidence in the validity of a process which is conducted in secret. Nevertheless, we will continue to advocate strongly for Ms. Cheng Lei's rights and interests in accordance with the consular agreement between our two countries.
Ambassador Graham Fletcher. Bill Birtles is our East Asia correspondent. Bill, it seems the Australian government wanted to make a point here with the world's media gathered at the court, sending the ambassador to try to gain access. How did it play out?
Well, David, ordinarily, according to a consular agreement between Australia and China, Australian diplomats are supposed to be granted access to any trial where an Australian is involved. There's a diplomatic agreement for it. But China's government has a habit in national security trials of disregarding that agreement and saying they won't let anybody in to observe anything that involves state secrets accusations, which is what this Cheng Lei case does. So Graham Fletcher, the ambassador, turned up this morning probably full well expecting that he would be rejected, just like he was about 11 months ago when the other Australian, Yang Hung Jun, who's facing national security crimes, his trial took place, and once again Australians weren't let in. And after the rejection, Ambassador Fletcher said that we have no confidence in the validity of a process which is conducted in secret.
Well, what do we know about what happened in court today, if anything?
So the trial took place for less than 3 hours. It's already finished. We do not know when the next date will be for a verdict or a sentence. Cheng Lei's Beijing-based lawyer is in the dark about that. He's barred from talking about the specific accusations against her. He's barred from talking about whether she pleaded guilty or if she lodged a defence. He's unable to talk about any of those details. And even something as simple as, you know, what sort of demeanour did she have in court? Well, he said she was brought to the court in full head-to-toe PPE as an anti-COVID measure. This is despite Beijing recording zero new cases in its latest figures. So he said it was very difficult to ascertain what sort of mood or temperament she had, given that her face was partially covered up by this PPE suit and masks.
3 hours seems like an incredibly short amount of time for something so serious. Is there any expectation about when we might know a verdict and sentence and what sort of penalty she might face?
Yeah, well, because the lawyer has no idea when the next step in this process takes place, we can't say with any confidence that it will happen soon. That other Australian, Yang Hung Jun, who faces different but similar national security-related allegations, his day in court, so to speak, a closed court, took place 11 months ago. And since then, there has been no verdict, there has been no sentence. So this would be the worst outcome. It's assumed that Cheng Lei will be found guilty because criminal conviction rates in China exceed 99%. They wouldn't have gone to this effort to jail her for 19 months already if they probably weren't planning in these government-controlled courts to give her a guilty verdict. And obviously for Cheng Lei's family in Australia, including her 12-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son, the uncertainty about the timing for the next step in this case would be pretty difficult for them to deal with.
That's East Asia correspondent Bill Birtles.